This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Big breaking news in Boston today as another city councilor enters the mayor's race and the city loses its police commissioner. News just this morning that Boston Police Commissioner William Gross is stepping down and retiring as of tomorrow. Superintendent Dennis White will take his place. So for more on the news, we are joined by Bill Forey, who is editor and publisher of the Dorchester Reporter. Bill, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Great to be back. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks for asking. So let's jump right in. A retirement announcement with 24 hours notice. Yeah. Are you surprised?
I am. I kind of yelped in the newsroom today when we heard this news. We've been covering a lot of breaking news lately on the political front, including, as you mentioned, Councillor Asabi George's announcement this morning that she's joining the mayor's race. And boom, out of nowhere in this email from the mayor's office comes this news about Commissioner Gross. And, you know, candidly, Commissioner Gross has been in the news lately as a potential candidate for mayor. And so there has been this anticipation that there could be a move in his near future into the political realm. But this was a surprise, especially that he will be leaving as of tomorrow and replaced, as you mentioned, by Superintendent Dennis White.
So multiple sources today saying that, I think everyone's first guess was, oh, well, this is in preparation for running for mayor. Multiple sources saying it doesn't look like it. What are you hearing?
That's what I'm hearing, that in fact, Commissioner Gross will not be a candidate for mayor. We have not talked to Commissioner Gross yet personally, but we do have several sources in City Hall, High Place sources, that tell us, in fact, he has made a decision not to run. We don't know yet what is next for Commissioner Gross. He is retiring from the BPD, and what's next is not clear yet. He has been, as I mentioned, bandied about, and he himself had said just a couple of weeks ago that he was as much as 95% in as running for mayor. So there has been a shift here, and whether it's another appointment in public service or in private sector, just not clear yet. But he's been on the Boston Police Department for 37 years, highly respected, very well liked, both by rank and file within the BPD, and frankly by the public at large. His Facebook page has been lit up for weeks now with people really urging him to run for mayor of Boston. A caveat there that many of those people who are his closest fans don't necessarily live in the city of Boston, but he's popular in the neighborhoods as well. He was a beat cop here in Dorchester at the beginning of his career, grew up in this neighborhood in Dorchester and Roxbury, and is really a son of Boston, even though he was born in Maryland. He was reared here in the city, understands these streets very, very well, and is a popular figure across the board here in the city.
So, Bill, is it I'm spending more time with my family? Just briefly, what is he saying is the reason for the retirement?
We haven't heard from him yet today, other than the statement that was released by the city of Boston, by the mayor's office. He said after long and careful consideration, he's decided to make the decision to retire from this role. He doesn't say anything about what's next, other than to say, there's a next chapter coming, of course. Mm. So we will all be eager to hear from the commissioner directly on what's next for him.
And Boston Police Superintendent Dennis White takes over as the next commissioner. He served on the Police Reform Task Force for the city. So what do you expect from him and the direction of the BPD?
I expect to see a steady hand here on the wheel. Dennis White has been Commissioner Gross's chief of staff. He's a deputy superintendent, a superintendent within the BPD. And I think I read this move as happening because, you know, Mayor Walsh is leaving. We don't know exactly when, probably in the next couple of weeks, frankly. He could be, with the speed of what's going on in Washington right now, on confirmation for Biden cabinet nominees. Mayor Walsh very, very well could be no longer Mayor Walsh by like Valentine's Day. So I think part of this move could be knowing that Commissioner Gross was going to leave this year to seek to fill this position with an appointment that Mayor Walsh can make. And that's what he's done today, is change the guard at the BPD.
Well, there is a lot to keep watching there. We'll continue to cover it. Bill Forey, editor and publisher of the Dorchester Reporter. Bill, hey, thanks. Appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.